Well, the thinking was that a lot of people in Michigan were already buying these fireworks. Indiana and Ohio have been selling these kind of things for years. So the idea was the state wanted to get a piece of that revenue. You know, if people are buying them anyways, why not have them pay the taxes here on those goods and, you know, make some money off of these fireworks in the process?
And has that worked out?
Yeah, for the most part, sales, as you mentioned earlier, have continued to grow. I think LARA, the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs, says there was about $26.4 million in fireworks sales last summer. That was up from $17.5 million the year before. So we see a clear trajectory of those rising. The state makes most of its money off sales tax on those. There's also some fees that firework retailers pay, and those go to pay for an inspection program that the state runs, but local firefighters actually go in and inspect a lot of these facilities.
Speaking of a trajectory, there's also been an upward trajectory of complaints from people who are not happy with these going off at all hours in their neighborhood, especially around holidays like the 4th of July. And that prodded lawmakers to tweak the law in 2013, didn't it?
Yeah, that's right. They basically gave local communities a little more flexibility to be able to prohibit overnight use of these consumer-grade fireworks around holidays, like the 4th of July, of course, is the big one. So the previous laws that was originally passed allowed communities to restrict use in other times of the years, but specifically tried to carve out these holidays as sort of a free-for-all. And I think, you know, we saw some negative consequences of that. So this doesn't require communities to ban use overnight. I mean, there's probably some less populated areas, you know, up in northern Michigan or the UP where it might not be as much of an issue. But it certainly gives locals that option.
And yet lawmakers are still hearing enough complaints. There's actually some who have introduced bills to tweak the fireworks law even more. So who's introduced what?
Yeah, Henry Yanez, state rep out of Sterling Heights, a Democrat. He's a former firefighter, and he actually has introduced legislation along with 10 co-sponsors to actually repeal the law completely and go back to this sort of small-time fireworks we previously had. The bill hasn't got a committee hearing, and honestly, it's kind of an annual thing here in the legislature now. People introduce these measures, but I think there's probably a very small chance of going back now that we've opened the door to these fireworks.
And so, then what about other efforts? Maybe not quite as, you know, deep dive as repealing the law.
You know, that's the big one that I've heard of. I mean, certainly, as we talked already, the change in 2013 was prompted by complaints, and lawmakers certainly bring these up, but there hasn't really been any action on any bills anyways since that time.
So kind of give us a sense then, Jonathan, what are the do's and don'ts legally for setting off fireworks?
Well, you probably don't want to set off bottle rocket Roman candles next to your head, unfortunately.
Yes.
We heard that story.
Yeah. I'm
not sure what the actual regulations are in terms of use. The state regulates more sales, you know, so like facilities. So they require facilities to, you know, display certificates to have these safety inspections and things like that. Once consumers actually have the fireworks, you know, there's time restrictions in place in certain communities, but that can be sort of a patchwork thing. So really, you know, if you're living in an area, you probably want to figure out what your regulations are before, you know, a police officer rolls by and cites you for letting off fireworks at a time you're not supposed to be.
I've got to wonder if, for those who are not happy with all the popping and the noise, if there are some no fireworks celebrations that are planned around the state.
good question. I don't know of any of those. I plan to participate in a personal no fireworks celebration, but I'm not sure if there's any critical mass in that direction.
I'll be with you there, Jonathan. Hey, thanks for the update on the fireworks scene in Michigan, and happy 4th of July to you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks so much.
MLive Lansing reporter Jonathan Osting.